We take a walk. The sun is shining.
Time to get down.
Get it.
With the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here from her perch in her studio in Los Angeles. Ken Kessler in San Diego. Doug Steffen here. Dudley to my friends and neighbors and to those who want to try to figure out what's going on today. You've come to the right place. The facts, the stories, the behind-the-scenes maneuverings of those at the Olympics. Let's get started with the Russians losing to America, 3-2 in hockey. Jennifer, you can take it away with a medal count, the medal, M-E-D, well, M-E-T, both of those things, I guess, apply, because they use metal to make the medals.
Well, yes. Here's what's interesting. During the top of the hour here, I went through and found the medal count that's up to the minute and current. Our sports director, Evan, took some issue with it because Germany is now in first place.
Really?
Although they only have 12 medals, and many other countries have more than that, but they have 7 golds. So we'll go through the list here. Belarus is...
No, that's not the way. The total medal. Medal count is how you register the number of gold medals. That could be if you're categorizing.
They weight
gold.
Them though. Here's how they weight the ranking. So it's not necessarily
they being
the medal.
Who are they?
This is so because I did Google and I saw this ranking and Evan just told me how displeased he was with it. So I went on the actual site for the Olympics. Yeah. It's Sochi2014.com.
Yes.
And this is how they rank them because. They give you more points for gold, less points for silver, and the least amount for bronze. So this is the rankings now as the countries are listed. Are we ready? Here we go. Number 10, Belarus. They've got 4 medals.
Belarus?
Them too. Number 9, China.
They're a subset of the Ruskies.
Number 8, Poland. Here's the travesty. Number 7, the United States.
Boo!
We've got
Boo!
4 gold.
Boo!
4 silvers. Yeah. And 8 bronze medals. So our medal count is 16, but we're in 7th place.
World doesn't like America.
Canada has 14 medals, but they're ranked above us because they have
more gold.
More silver medals. Now, the Russian Federation is at number 5. They've got 16 medals. That breaks down to 4
Boo.
Golds, 7
Boo.
Silver, and 5
Boo.
Bronze. Switzerland
Boo.
Is number 4.
Yeah.
With only 7 medals, but 5 of those 7 are gold. So they get extra points in the standings. Number 3 ranked Norway. Number 2, the Netherlands. And number 1, Germany. The most medals, Netherlands has the most medals with 17.
Really? All right, so the pilot that hijacked the Ethiopian airliner and flew to Geneva was arrested. For those of you who haven't heard that, he wanted to have asylum, wanted not to be an Ethiopian anymore. He wanted to be
Can
a Swiss.
You blame him?
So he locks the captain, when the captain goes out for a pee, he locks the door to the cockpit, and the captain can't get back in again. So he flies the plane into Geneva, and as soon as the plane lands, the door opens, they come in and arrest him. So much
brilliant.
For,
but at least right. he gets to go to That's that awesome. Jail instead of
right.
Ethiopian
yeah, he can have,
jail, right?
He can be in jail in Switzerland instead of someplace else. All right, so... So anybody else got any questions, comments? What do we have at Facebook.com/Good Day or at Twitter, at Good Day Show, Kenny, about the Olympics?
Comments about Bodie Miller.
Yeah. Can we tell that story? This is a... This is... Maybe we ought to play
I
that
think
sound.
We should play the audio.
Richie, get that audio, will you, again, please? The interview... What's the lady's name again, Kenny?
Kristen Cooper.
All right. So she's a newbie. And she is interested in trying to get Bodie Miller to cry. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougSteffen.com, what do you think about the treatment of Bodie Miller this weekend? Was it outrageous and poor taste, typical of what they're doing, no big deal? Tell us what you think. Take the poll, as thousands of others do every day, at DougSteffen.com. Here's the reporter getting this kid to cry.
Bodie, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here, and just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games, and how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him, and was it for him?
I mean, I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
What's going on? This is too weird. All right, enough.
Will you look up in the sky?
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's my brother on skis. Come
this
on.
Is the latest bunch of reporters, though, that think they either have to shock you, or they have to make you cry, or they have to nail you against a wall. It can never just be, hey, what's your secret? You just won blah, blah, blah. Hey, what do you do to train?
All right, so is this part of the trend, then, and I would ask this of any or all of you, you want to comment on the social media, that's fine. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, or Ken at DougStefan.com, or Richie at DougStefan.com, or dial us up at 888-302 Doug. Is this typical? Is this the way NBC is covering it? It's not about the results, the scores, the gold. It's the story of the individuals, the story of their families, the story of their lives, the story of their tragedies. Is this more reality television than it is sports? That's what it seems like to me.
Yes.
It's all reality TV. Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars, dancing on your skates.
We turn the Super Bowl into the same thing.
Super Bowl, say it again, Richie, what? Richie's got a little cold.
They've done the same thing with the Super Bowl.
Did you get that, Jennifer?
Yeah, a little cold, seriously.
They turn the same thing into the Super Bowl, man. All they do is all about the stories.
Okay, so is that what it is now? That's what we're going to get. The Grand Slam on any story is going to be...
Can I be honest?
Well, of course, I want you to be
honest. That's how they got women to watch the Super Bowl.
No, that's true, because you become, you like the favorites.
All right, so then from now on, we're not going to do the news, Richie. No more news. We're just going to tell the stories about, for example.
Oh, that's what we do, is we tell the stories.
Well, Miranda Barber, who is the 19-year-old that claims that she and her boyfriend killed 22 people going across the story. What, across the country, what's the story? Did she get, in her early years, abused? I'm saying this sort of facetiously. Who knows what her story is? But is that what's going to be the essence of coverage? Now, it isn't going to be that she... The essence is not that she and her boyfriend killed 22 people. It's what went on in her life that led her to lead that life of crime. By the time she's 19, she killed 22 people. Is that the... What's the story? Is the story the fact that she killed 22 people, or what led her to kill those 22 people? What's the more important side of the story? Honestly, I mean, I think you can... We will split hairs about this from now on. What's the story here? Is the story that Bodie Miller won, or that the reporter got him to cry about his brother? It depends on whether you're a man or a woman.
I think there was a way for them to talk about his personal struggles. I think there was a way for that reporter to say, you know, she just, when she went too far for me, it was when she said, when you look up at the sky, it looks like, you know, like, give me a break. I mean, it's terrible. But you could have, I mean, if that's something he dealt with in training, yes, that's a relevant part of the story. Wow, you had a lot going on. How did you push through? And let him have the opportunity to say, well, I did it for my brother, or, you know, whatever. But instead of going, I mean, let's get a little dramatic here. When I look up at the sky, come on, lady.
Speak out. 888-302-3684. More women listen to this program than men. I'm talking about the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Is that because we tell the stories behind the news? We have some facts, and then the stories present themselves if we know what the story is. For example, here's another one. You want another example of that, Richie?
Sure.
The father... Todd Francis, facing 4 years in prison. He's the father of the youngster whose gun killed the child's friend. He is now in jail. This is a case here in California. He pled guilty to two counts of endangering a child after the gun he owned and kept in his garage killed his daughter's friend. So... What's the story here? Is the story that the gun that belonged to him was used to kill, accidentally, his daughter's friend? Or is the story that he has regret and he feels like he's accountable? He's the person who's guilty, not his child. And so why did he leave the gun in the garage with ammunition that was handy by? His daughter was 9 years old and her friend 10 years old. They found the gun in the garage, a 9mm pistol, and it had ammunition in it. His daughter pulls the trigger. Boom. The 10-year-old kid is dead. So the father is now charged and found guilty and will go to jail for 4 years. Is that appropriate? Yes. Is that the story? What is the story? You tell me. You heard the facts. Fact is, 9-year-old kills 10-year-old with gun that belongs to father. All right? Now you look at this father's face, and you can tell he is in 9 shades of anguish. You can tell by looking at him the same thing you tell by looking at Bodie Miller. They're in a bad place. So is that what carries the day? I ask all of you to think about that as I bring you the story. I've just given you the facts of the story, and then I gave you the behind the scenes of what the father was feeling. What's the more important part of the story? The fact that 10-year-old boy is dead, or the father's feelings are full of regret? Jennifer?
Well, I think that it's probably, I mean, obviously it's a big story when a young person dies. I think probably the unique twist to that story is that the father is carrying out the sentence for his son, and that he's, you know, that he is regret. But I don't
daughter.
Think one...
Daughter.
Daughter, I'm sorry. I don't think one outweighs the other, actually. I mean, I think the
so
biggest...
50-50 with you.
I mean, if you're the family of that kid, the big story is that the kid is dead. Doesn't matter who carries out the sentence. So I would have to say that that's probably the bigger part. But the unique twist is the father.
The state of California, by the way, is one of 14 states that holds adults criminally responsible for storing guns unsafely. Massachusetts requires gun owners to lock them up. And this is very appropriate as far as I'm concerned. Anybody disagree with that?
No, I think it's appropriate.
Yeah. Kenny, what do you think about this? Is the important part of the story that this child is dead, or is it that the father feels accountable and regrets what happened?
I think it's terrible that the child is dead, but I think the bigger story is that the father who owned the gun and left it somewhere that that his daughter could get it, that he's going to jail. I think that will send a message to parents all over the country that if they're going to have guns, they need to lock them up and make sure that their children can't get to them.
There are 28 other cases in the country right now of adults facing criminal charges after a child accidentally shot and killed either themselves or another child in this circumstance. One father got 55 years in prison. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before it's too late.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Feeling nice, you know we do it right. To the right. To the right.
This is the Jamaican bobsled team.
To the left. It's
crank it up, Richie.
On this region night, but Jamaica slide by.
To the right. It's bobsled time.
Bobsled time.
To the left. It's bobsled time. To the right.
Right. Move those hips, Jennifer.
It's a little catchy, isn't it?
They didn't do so well at the Olympics yesterday. They finished 30th out of 30. But this is kind of a catchy song. Catch it now. DougStefan.com. Richie, how long is this?
Another 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Crank it up, man. Run the track, it's bobsled time. Run the track, run the track, run the track, it's bobcat time. Run the track, run the track, run the track, it's bobcat time. Bobcat? No, bobcat. I have bobcat.
Sorry.
Oh, that shows you where my head is. Everybody else in the bobsled, mine's on the bobcat.
Yep.
Mostly because the
machinery.
I have five bobcats on the various farms. And I think we only have three that are working. They're very finicky. The tubes that hold the axles, Richie, you probably, this is going to be fascinating listening for the audience. I'm just going to describe how the bobcats work. Those of you who don't know, they're a four-wheel drive vehicle that's used to, on the case of the farm, all kinds of handy things. We've been using them ad nauseum for cleaning up the snow. We have some piles of snow that are 14, 15, 16 feet high. Around the various the corners, the barns, and that sort of thing, around the feedlots where the cows...
Do the cows ever play King of the Hill?
They do. They play it all the time, as a matter of fact. We probably should get some pictures of that, Richie, because it's really pretty funny. Very funny, actually. At any rate, that's why I was doing Bobcat, because they're on my mind instead of bobsled. But the Jamaican bobsled team's video and audio of the day is our video of the day at DougStefan.com. Okay, a couple of stars in the news... Charlie Sheen, Jennifer loves these stories, has been married three times.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time at three, you'll probably say, maybe I've had enough.
Slow my roll a little bit, right?
Maybe you might want to try one more time. So Charlie says, okay, let's marry the porn star.
Yep.
So what's the story?
It's a lasting lifetime of happiness. Well, that's the story.
A lasting lifetime of happiness.
Yeah, that's the story, is that he's engaged again to this porn star girlfriend of his, which is interesting.
Brett Rossi is her name. She's kind of cute, actually, isn't she?
She's okay. Yeah. I would say that the issue with Charlie is you can always tell when he's dating someone new because he starts acting like a jerk again. And that's what he's been doing the last couple of months. He's been acting kind of weird. He's been all over the place. He's been yelling at Denise Richards. And now, whoop, he's engaged to this new porn star. It seems that's his pattern now.
So he's been married to Brooke Mueller.
That worked out really well.
Denise Richards, yeah, wonderfully well.
Probably his best.
Was Denise. Mm-hmm. And a woman named Donna, is it Park? What's her name?
Peel.
What's her story?
No idea.
No. All right. So there is another lady in Charlie's life. How long will this last? It just makes for interesting conversation. Or it does. It's a story. What's the story? The fact is he's engaged. But what's the story with this woman? That's what everybody wants to know. 27 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stops using the litter box? You know, every cat is entitled to an accident every once in a while. However, if your cat's elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important that you take her to the vet for a checkup. Once all physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's make sure and understand the psychological factors that may have caused the problem in the beginning. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter box problems. The arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger undesired toilet behavior. Someone moves into the house, someone moves out, there's a divorce going on, there's yelling and screaming. Once you've got that clean bill of health, if the cat is not using a litter box, try to make things less stressful, clean it up with a good odor neutralizer, and then make sure you spend plenty of time with your cat. You might also want to temporarily put down a second litter box. She'll be back using a litter box, I promise, in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Conversationally, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the facts, the stories, the opinions, the things that people are talking about. People want to know where we are at the Olympics. Jennifer says we are in, what, seventh place?
Seventh place.
Seventh place now in terms of how they score the value of the gold and the bronze and the silver. And
right. We have 16 medals, so we're in the running. It's just that they give extra weight to gold medals, and we don't have enough of those.
A lot of people talking about the weather there as well. Fog has curtailed some of the activities because it's just getting warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer. One wonders if that's the cause and the effect. There are a couple of skiers that were killed in Colorado over the weekend because the storms that have hit much of our country that we certainly have been talking about the last couple of months. The snow volumes are so high. Interesting, on that side of the Rockies and in that mountain range, the weather has been, I suppose, if you're a skier, has been wonderful. And then across the country, if you've been a skier this winter, if you can take the cold, you've probably enjoyed
wonderful
ski lodges, all the skiing, the stores that are selling all this equipment, having a wonderful year. God love them. The story here, these skiers were in a group of seven on Star Mountain near Leadville, and apparently there was a slide that was triggered by something that one of the skiers was doing. And I wasn't sure. One of the skiers had a broken leg, but it would seem to me it would be very hard. Someone who knows more than I do maybe can rally around me on this one. I don't know much about avalanches. You see the movies where there's always, you know, there's something in a James Bond movie about an avalanche or something like that when they're in the Alps. But
and like you sneeze when you're with Lucy and Ricky and Fred and Ethel, and you sneeze and it triggers an avalanche.
That's exactly how it happens.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's how that happens. Somebody fires a gun, there's a loud noise, whatever it is. But because there's so much snow in that part of the Rocky Mountain chain, there have been apparently lots of avalanches. I saw three or four stories of avalanches coming down and closing off highways here and there. So it's definitely a danger, something to be thinking about. Not anything that there's any danger of over in Sochi, because it's they're having to make all of the snow, just barely enough for them to get the event.
Yeah, the climate there is Atlanta's climate. I mean, it's the same deal. It's tropical, yeah. Subtropical.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, avalanches are a problem with the weather. On this side, when I say this side, because Jennifer and Kenny and I are on the west side of the Rockies, there's definitely a problem. Well, there's always a problem in the desert southwest. And when you get right down to it, Los Angeles is a desert. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, if it weren't for Mr. Mulholland, for whom the highway and lots of conversation had about him, he designed the system back about, 80, 90 years ago, when Los Angeles was being populated. There's no water here. So he designed a rather intricate system that gets the water down from the mountains north and east of here. The only problem this year is there's no snow, and the snow is what leads to the water. So now everybody's scratching their head wondering, how are we going to have water? There may be a complete failure of the water supply system in Los Angeles this year. Because there's no snow. I guess there was some snow this last weekend, though, up in the mountains. But there's not a lot. Mm-mm. And that's the source of the water for Los Angeles County. Pipe down here. And I asked this yesterday of some people with whom I was speaking about desalinization plants. I don't get what the big opposition is. Kenny, down in San Diego, I think there's one. There's one being built off of Los Angeles County here. But why aren't there tons of these? I remember one was being planned for Jacksonville, Florida. Why, if there's a water shortage, there's certainly no water shortage in the ocean. Why aren't we just taking water out of the ocean, taking the salt out of it, and hello, you got all the water you want? What am I missing here? There's some kind of political hitch there has to be, or an environmental hitch, that keeps this from being something that's just being done. I know it's being done elsewhere around the world. In Africa, there are a lot of desalinization plants. I mean, you don't think there are going to be a bunch of them built in Australia with the drought that's there, and New Zealand? They're going to be building desalinization plants. And what's the negative side of this? You have water. We need water. Take the salt out of it, and bingo, you're all set. Honestly, I don't know what the problem is, but there's obviously a problem, or there'd be dozens of these things all over the place instead of us every year grousing about on the even days you can't water and on the odd days you can, and you can't water between 2 and 5 or between 8 and 11 or whatever it is. That's nonsense. What am I missing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they don't do that, or at least discuss it as an option. I also don't understand why we don't seed the clouds. Wasn't that a thing? Wasn't that something?
Well, that was something we brought up last week, I think, when you were in here,
Jeff. Yeah, that stuff's spooky, man.
It's spooky.
I say blow a hole in it. When you're coming down with me and my glass of water and whether or not I'm going to get to shower every day,
you think anybody
get out
cares
that cannonball.
Or not.
You're changing
you get it out. Otherwise, guess what, Richie? I'm coming to live with you. I need a daily shower and a glass of water.
Uh-huh. Shoot him up. All right, well, what are your thoughts on that?
Cannonball.
888-302-3634. Bob wants to help me out. All right, Bob. Do I want to put Bob? You're going to put Bob on. Hey, Bob, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
How's it going?
The reason
why California turned down the desalination plants is it cost too much to build them, and they couldn't figure out what to do with all the salt. It leaves behind tons of salt.
Yeah.
And they were going to just dump it back into the ocean, but the nice people that hug trees don't like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, so bring it
so
up to Salt Lake City,
what
then.
To do with all the salt.
Yeah. Make a big pile, and we'll put Salt Lake City out of business. That's all
you
got.
Get a big bowl of popcorn.
But you see, what you're bringing to the forefront here, sir, in the conversation is the lunacy.
Yeah, the fish are more important than the
people who are worried. Well, I mean, I don't know necessarily that you're going to hurt
either.
I mean,
still.
Wait a minute. 70% of the surface of the planet is covered with water. So you think
salt water.
Salt water. So you think that dumping, whether it's a few tons, a few hundred tons, a few thousand tons, a few million tons of salt into the water is going to affect what the balances are in the oceans?
Well, you're only talking about one plant. It would take about 60 plants to provide the water for California.
Okay, so what?
That now you're talking a billion tons of salt every year.
There's a billion, there's a trillion, there's a jillion, there's more salt than you can count in the oceans around the planet. I'm thinking that if we take
and the pH of the ocean is very delicate. Look what's happening with the starfish right now. One little thing changes, and all of a sudden you got all the starfish dying and the sea lions dying. It doesn't take much to tip the scale.
All right, so which side of this debate are you on, sir?
Do what now?
Which side of the debate? Are you for desalinization or against it?
I'm saying build them.
Yeah, okay.
We're human beings. The heck with the starfish.
888, thank you, sir.
He's out next to me with my cannon that I'm blowing at the clouds.
888-302-3684. Stephanie, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because in Rockland County, New York, they're considering a desalinization plant. And one of the reasons some people are opposed to it is the chemicals they use to treat the water. Some have been proven to cause different types of cancers.
Why do they have to treat the water at all? Why do they just take the salt out of it and you got water?
Here in Rockland, I guess there's a lot of dumping in the water near the Hudson River. So they're trying to take out the things that are in there.
Here's
that
the idea. How about you stop people from dumping stuff into the water?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Good God. All right, Stephanie. Tell people where Rockland County is, though, just in case they don't have a fix on it.
Rockland County, New York, is about 20 to 30 minutes right outside of Manhattan. It's on the border of North Bergen, New Jersey,
right.
And right over the George Washington Bridge from Manhattan.
It's near the, isn't the up above near the Tappan? I thought it was Tappan Zee Bridge. No.
You can take either one. We have, you can take either one. Tappan Zee Bridge, we're right on the other side of also. I have access to two bridges.
All right. Good for you. And you have access to two sides of your brain, and both of them are working well. Thank you, Stephanie. 888-302-3684. Okay. So we got that taken care of. The most important thing to remember today, as it is President's Day, is that some businesses are open, some people have to go to work, some people do not. Here's what you would expect, sort of the types of establishments that are open today. Town and city municipal offices, closed. Public schools, closed. Libraries, closed. Post office, closed. Banks, closed. But everything else is open, right? The restaurants are open, retail stores, supermarkets, liquor stores. You can get all liquored up today. Gas stations, movie theaters. Public transportation normally works on a holiday schedule on a day like today, doesn't it? Or I always wonder here in Los Angeles whether there's such a thing because there are buses on top of buses. The number of buses. When you go up and down the main streets here, Wilshire and Santa Monica Boulevard, all of these, the buses are just one on top of the other. Every 2 minutes, there's a bus. So do they change them on the holidays or not, Jennifer?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think probably they do. They probably, I mean, you're not going to have the school system running, obviously.
Yeah. So we've hit a hot button here. 888-302-3684.
What do we do with the water?
Gerald, salt water being converted to fresh water, yes or no?
Yeah, I say yes, and I got a way to kill two birds with one stone.
Let's hear it.
All right, so you get your water from the salinization plants, and then California can create a business that takes that salt and essentially sells it. Everybody wants sea salt, so why don't you sell it and pay off the debt?
Good idea. Sea salt is more desirable than regular salt. So the salt that we get out of the ocean here in California is going to be better, than that stuff you people in Salt Lake City are creating. Right? That's
Los Angeles
basically
salt.
Yeah. Where are you, Gerald?
Maryland.
How does the, you're not going to be affected because we've had plenty of precipitation over the weekend, so you're not worried about water there, are you?
Not at all.
No. All right. Thanks for the input. John, you have some thoughts. Go ahead. Hi.
Yeah. There's two things they could do. Number one is they could get rid of the flush toilets and have compost toilets.
How does a compost toilet work?
Yeah, it turns your manure into compost, and you make
so we ought to go back to outhouses then.
Well, outhouse just buries it in the ground, but a compost system composts it and turns it into well, I'm gonna turn the radio down. It turns your fecal matter into dirt.
Turns fecal matter into dirt, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's all it is anyway. The manure from my cows, manure from any animal, human or otherwise, is just something that you turn back into the soil. And the thing that people don't realize, I get a big kick out of people who don't want to use human waste. Why? You don't mind using waste from sheep
Rabbits?
We eat all the processed food.
Yeah, maybe the manure that comes out of the human being.
Natural as what your cows
are. Cows are eating all that GMO stuff now, Richie, too. So what's the difference?
And your cows aren't.
My cows are not doing it. No, my cows are pure as the driven snow.
Aw, just like you, Dougie.
Just like me. Next thing you're going to do, we're going to harvest the urine that comes out of animals, and we're going to clear that up and use it for water. And in fact, by the way, that's what they do on the space station. You knew that, right?
Yeah, you just drink your pee-pee.
That's what they, right. They just process it. They take the stuff out of it, and it's somehow not very appetizing, though, to have that conversation, is it?
I was going to say, my Raisin Bran started to taste a little funny.
Like asparagus.
Jennifer has the television report up next here on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low price floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jennifer, the story today, this is a compelling story. The new television show Snake Salvation apparently is going to have a short run.
Yeah, well, that's because the Kentucky pastor who starred in the series, Dougie, well, he was handling snakes during his church services, and he died Saturday night after a fatal snake bite.
Stories at DougSteffen.com. This was a show about pastors at a snake handling church.
Yeah, which I do not understand. I don't, you know, a lot of churches I get this one, I do not. The guy's name is Pastor Gregory Jamie Coots. He was the star of National Geographic Channel's Snake Salvation. He died at Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' name in Middlesboro, Kentucky, after suffering a snake bite to his finger.
And he refused treatment.
He so didn't want it because, you know, they say you can handle snakes. If you get bit, the Lord will save you. But apparently the Lord was busy and so
the Lord was not on his side.
Right.
Is this the first instance of this? Is this the first time? This was the first and last of these shows, right?
This is the first and last of this particular show. But I'm sure this kind of stuff has happened before because there's a lot of these churches everywhere.
I have an ache in my finger after hearing you tell that story. Where's snakes on a plane when we need them?
Exactly.
Don't like Spiders and Snake, 51 after.
I
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people that are watching the Olympics are concerned about Bob Costas' eye, or actually two eyes. Apparently he has what I didn't think affected human beings. We have trouble with pink eye and the cows, Ken.
Well, I've had
I didn't realize that you had it too?
I've had it.
Oh, really?
Not fun.
No, it's a horrible. You can go blind, or at least the cows can go blind with it. So what's the story with Costas?
Bob Costas has an eye infection known as conjunctivitis. It's caused by the same virus as the common cold, but instead of latching on to the membranes in the nose or the throat, conjunctivitis, it infects similar membranes in the eyes. Usually patients' eyes itch, swell, and tear, and they can be some sensitivity to light and blurred vision. It's highly contagious. It easily spreads from one eye to the other by rubbing your eyes. It also passes from one person to another through touch, just like the common cold. It has no cure, but it usually goes away without treatment in 5 to 7 days. There is also a bacterial form of this, which needs antibiotics. It's a more severe form of the problem.
Let's talk about Tom Brokaw for a minute. I thought that what he had is a melanoma. Is that what it is? Or myelin? It's something that I thought had to do with the bones.
Exactly. He has a cancer called multiple myeloma. It's a type of cancer that affects the bone marrow. Although it's a serious form of cancer, it's not necessarily a death sentence, and those living with the disease can go on to live for a number of years with the proper care. It's a cancer of the bone marrow called plasma cells. This is the cell in the bone marrow that affects, and this is a cell whose job in the body is to make proteins called antibodies that help you fight infections.
Okay, here's my theory. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Ed McMahon died of the same thing. I'm guessing that people who spend a lot of time in a television studio with those heavy lights and the cameras, especially people who started early when there was so much radiation coming out of the television cameras, are getting it because of what they did for work. Do you think that's a plausible theory?
Yeah, let's do a study, but it is possible. Interesting thought.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. He's got a report about stroke risk and whether. This is an interesting, very compelling, actually, study, I think, Ken.
The American Heart Association is holding the International Stroke Conference this week in San Diego, so you can hear a lot of new information. There seems to be a link between weather, Doug, and a risk of suffering a stroke. Cold weather, high humidity, and big daily temperature swings, they seem to land more people in the hospital with strokes. As it gets warmer, the risk falls 3% for every 5 degrees.
All right, there's a study about the value of mammograms. Would you have your wife or daughter get a mammogram?
Boy, this is going to take a long conversation on our weekend show because this is now out of the British Medical Journal complicating the issue again. There's been this long-running Canadian study that concluded that annual screening in women ages 40 to 59 does not lower breast cancer death rates. This is a complicated issue, and there's a lot of issues here, and let's talk about this in depth on Saturday.
Are together for 2 hours every weekend, a lot of these same stations, so you'll want to tune in for that. Now let's get Ken's opinion and the facts tied to it. The feeding of one's prostate using products that are like PT9, why is this something that's good for men and for women, in fact?
Doug, forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. Listen to one of our listeners, from Larry from Maine, who is already building his supply of PT9. He says, I'm on my second order now. My flow has improved and urgency decreased. Sleeping through the night is just as promised. Essentially uninterrupted, my energy level and libido have also improved. PT9, with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels, is a product you'll never want to forget.
Here's how you get it. Dial 800-811-6931. Get it direct from the manufacturer. PT9, 800-811-6931. And when you'll get an order of Heart Factors Plus of 2 for the price of 1. Great products. 800-811-6931.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.